Manuscript Releases, Volume 11, Numbers 851 to 920. MR, Number 863. Christian Unity. God's chosen ones are to reveal to the world their union one with another. It is not possible for a few to walk to heaven alone, because they can agree with no others. God's people are a unit. If some entertain ideas so peculiar that God's people cannot accept them, they should compare notes in a teachable spirit and be willing to learn. They should make the most strenuous efforts to be one, to come into the unity of the faith in the bonds of peace. James 2, verse 12 to 18, quoted, "The Lord has called us to unity in the bonds of Christ and fellowship and love." In his prayer for his disciples, Christ said, John 17, verse 20 to 23, quoted, "We see that which the Lord requires of us. Shall we not put our pride and our dignity where it shall not be so easily bruised and wounded? Shall we not lay it all at the feet of Christ? Shall we not allow our minds to be sharpened by the Holy Spirit, that we may not act like children in our association with one another, but as Christ's brave soldiers, going without the camp and bearing the reproach for his sake? A new commandment I give unto you, Christ says, that ye love one another, as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. By this shall all men know that ye are my disciples, if ye have love one to another." John 13, verse 34-35. Shall we not, at the beginning of the year 1897, covenant with God, that we will not be like the children of the wicked one, pettish, envious, jealous, and full of evil surmisings, but like the tree that is known by its good fruit? Then by our unity and love for one another, all men will understand that we are Christians. Shall we not cherish love, rather than strife and malice and hatred? John 15, verse 7 to 14, and Ephesians 2, verse 1 to 8, quoted, "No provision has been made for Christians to draw apart from each other. By our unity and love, we are to reveal the character of Christ. Be ye therefore followers of God, as dear children, and walk in love, as Christ also hath loved us, and hath given himself for us an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling savour." Ephesians 5, verse 1, 2. There is a class named in this chapter that we are not to associate with. If we cannot lift them up, they will pull us down. We know the will of God. Shall we not practice his word? Shall we not love each other as brethren? Colossians 3, verse 12 to 17, quoted. The word of God clearly points out our duty. We are to cultivate kindness and forbearance and love. We are to represent Christ in character. Evil speaking, accusing and fault-finding, misrepresenting our brethren because our own individual ideas are not considered as of the highest value, can find no place in a Christian's life. By our conduct we show what our influence and the principles we hold are worth. If self is our center, self will be seen in all we do. If Christ is our center, we shall bear his likeness. 1 Thessalonians 5, verse 9 to 15, quoted. Are we striving most earnestly to obey these words? Shall we not eat and practice them? Shall we not draw nigh to God, fearing to sin against him by being unjust to our brethren? Then we shall fear to offend his children. We will not wound or bruise his heritage. If we hope in his mercy for sinners, we shall manifest the most tender interest for all for whom Christ has died. We shall not, because our ideas are not exalted and honored as we think they should be, handle the reputation of our brethren in a way that offends God, who loves them as he loves us, and who takes as much pleasure in them as he does in us. White Estate, Washington, D.C., May 28th, 1981.